Good morning. It is Friday, the 20th of October. I'm Steve Smith, joined by Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, with the last cultural continuum for the month. We will be eschewing the cultural continuum for next week because of our fall fundraiser.
And eschewing, that's quite a wonderful 25-cent word, Steve.
Thank you. We begin. The Dickinson County Nature Center in Okoboji is holding, oh, this is interesting, a seed collecting program. That'll be tomorrow morning beginning at 11 o'clock. Attendees will learn about native prairie seeds and how to collect them.
The Sioux City Animal Adoption and Rescue Center is hosting a Fall Furry Friends photo, say that three times, shoot. That's going to be Saturday, and walk-ins are welcome. It's going to be 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Sioux City Animal Rescue Site.
Professional opera singer and Sioux City native Clark Stewart will be holding a vocal concert and reception. That'll be at First Unitarian Church tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. The performance will include classical opera, art songs, and musical show tunes. And if you tune in today at 11 o'clock, Gretchen Gondek will be talking to Mr. Stewart about his career in opera. He's also a professional archaeologist.
He's quite the guy.
Yeah.
Very much.
Evidently. So that's today at 11.
Be sure and listen. The Baha'is of Sioux City are holding a community celebration, and that's going to be on Saturday. It's going to go from 7 to 9 p.m. It's at Morningside College in the Lincoln Business Center. There's going to be informal presentations and discussions to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith.
Auditions for the production of Amal and the Night Visitors will be held tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 5 o'clock at First Congregational Church of Sioux City. Randy Peters is directing the play, and it will take place in the middle of December, and it will be held at the church.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center will present Falling into American Music. It's a program by the Siouxland Federated Music Club teachers and students. That will be on Sunday. It's at 2 o'clock. The music performed will all be pieces by American composers. Again, at the Betty Strong Encounter Center on the riverfront.
Lamar's Community Theater heads into its last weekend of Veronica's Room. That'll be through Sunday. The chilling mystery thriller explores the thin line between fantasy, reality, madness, and murder. Evening performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. The Sunday matinee, the final show, will be at 2 o'clock. LamarsComTheater.org has more info.
The Dickinson County Conservation Board's next Hike the Wild program will be on Tuesday. Hikers will meet at the Dickinson County Nature Center at 9:30 a.m. From there, they will go to the Loon Lake Cemetery, walking along the mowed grass path to talk about the historical significance of the site, why it's important to local culture. If you happen to miss that one, Hike the Wild is held on the fourth Tuesday of each month year-round.
Siouxland Public Media's Fall Fun Drive kicks off on Tuesday at the Diving Elk in downtown Sioux City. And you, if you're listening, you can come and join us from 6 to 9 o'clock, and you can make your pledge in person.
I was going to say, Steve, that you can dive into the Fall Fun Drive at the Diving Elk.
Yeah, but make sure that you're careful.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Couldn't resist that. The Northwest Iowa Sierra Club is presenting Nature Through the Lens, and this is an informational program. It's going to be on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., and it is at 2508 Jackson Street in Sioux City. Sioux City Camera Club member Deb Heaton will share her favorite original photos, emphasizing her love for the natural world and why she thinks it's worth protecting.
Patrick Bass, professor of history at Morningside College, will be giving a lecture on the historical background of impeachment on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at the college's Wickert Auditorium. The overview lecture will concentrate on past impeachment proceedings in the federal Congress.
There are a lot of things going on Tuesday, but here's an event that is going to continue into November. The Morningside College Alumni Art Show is now on display, and it will continue through November 19th in the Epley Art Gallery on the campus of Morningside College. Now, there will be a reception for the 12 artists featured in the exhibition. That's going to be on Wednesday, October 25th. It goes from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, it's at the Epley Art Gallery, which is on the campus of Morningside College.
The fall membership campaign continues with a live performance, The Titans of Industry. Another great band will be performing at 6 o'clock, followed by another great band, The Ruralists, at 7 o'clock. And that's all going to be going down at the Marquee as part of Siouxland Public Media's Fall Fun Drive. The event is presented in part by the Triple Good Music Show, hosted by Bertha Iniguez. The Triple Good Music Show features local and regional music every Friday night at 10 o'clock, and that is only found here on Siouxland Public Media.
And nowhere else I'm aware of.
Other than our websites, which are associated with us.
With Siouxland Public Media. Indeed. Here's another music opportunity. The internationally acclaimed Jazz Ambassadors of Washington, D.C., going to perform at the Sioux City Community Theater. That will be on Wednesday, October 25th, 7:30 p.m. This 19-member ensemble is the official touring big band of the United States Army.
The Sioux City Arts Center is holding an opening reception for its newest exhibit, Crafting Tradition, Oaxacan Wood Carvings. Now, if you see the word Oaxacan, you might be confused. It's spelled O-A-X-A-C-A-N, but it's pronounced Oaxacan. And that'll be on Saturday from 5 to 7 o'clock. Again, we're going into the future here on Cultural Continuum today. There'll be a gallery talk at 6 o'clock. The wood carvings from the Mexican state of Oaxaca in this exhibition are part of a long-standing tradition for creating folk arts and crafts. The exhibition includes everything from common and fantastic animals to religious figures and scenes from everyday life. For more information, you can go to SiouxCityArtsCenter.org.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is going to host One Smart Cookie Trick-or-Treat Fun with Eileen McCormick. Again, this is in the future. It's Sunday, October 29th. It goes from 1 to 3. A variety of materials will be used to decorate sugar cookies that celebrate Halloween.
Wayne State College presents Under the Stars 4 on Thursday and Friday, November 2nd and 3rd. It'll be at 7:30 both evenings. The evening features a custom-designed planetarium show synced with live chamber music.
Boston Brass will be performing at Northwestern College in Orange City. And again, this is in the future. It's Friday, November 3rd. It is 7:30 p.m. They will be joined on stage by 100 local students for some of their favorite pieces. Concert is all part of the 40th anniversary season for Orange City Arts.
And that is about all that we have to offer this morning for Cultural Continuum. Again, we will be dark next week, but we will return on what would it be, November 3rd. In the meantime, if you have any questions about what you heard this morning, you can always consult our podcast, which is at kwit.org, also on our mobile app. For my co-host, Joanne Fox, and executive producer, Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith. Bands that will be performing at the Marquee for us for our fall fun drive, it is The Ruralists as we close up today's edition of Cultural Continuum.